You are on Texas Standard Time.
We're more than a decade into the Mexican drug war. It's waged on between the Mexican government and drug cartels since then-President Felipe Calderón declared a crackdown on narcos in December of 2006. Hundreds of thousands have died, and that's not even counting the mass kidnappings, with innocent people disappearing without a trace. Ariel Dulitsky has been looking into some of these disappearances. He's a University of Texas law professor who was appointed in 2010 by the United Nations Human Rights Council to a working group investigating the increase in kidnappings. His new report, Human Rights Abuses in Coahuila, Mexico, looks into some of these disappearances. Professor Dulitsky joins me in the studio now. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So I said disappears without a trace, but you and your students have been looking at some things that do provide some clues. Is that right?
That's right. What we did was to analyze three trials that took place here in Texas, one in Del Rio, one in San Antonio, and one in Austin against former Zeta members, and try to see what information was available from those trials on the fate or whereabout of people who were kidnapped or disappeared, plus other human rights abuses committed by the Zetas.
So what did you find out, you and your students, in analyzing the information from these trials?
What we saw first is the degree of violence exercised by the Zetas, and that included killings, hundreds of kidnappings, forced recruitment, another type of intimidation. And that was done particularly in order to exercise control over the territory, retaliate against members who started to cooperate either with the Mexican authorities or the U.S. authorities, and many times against innocent peoples as a way to terrorize the population and exercise control. The other main finding, and this is very important, is the strong links between the Zetas and local authorities in Mexico. Mm. We saw that through bribes and through coercion, authorities from the local municipal police going all the way up to some governors, according to the testimonies, receive bribes from the Zetas in order to let them operate freely. That's what the testimonies said in these three trials.
Something else you found that may not be surprising is just the ties to Texas here. I mean, it's Mexico's just right across the border, and we can't avoid a lot of the weapons and the drugs travel through Texas and Mexico and are tied. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So what we saw is, one, that many of the weapons used by the Zetas in Mexico are bought here in Texas. And second is that the drugs come through Texas, many times distributed and stays here in Texas, that there is a presence of Zeta operatives, or there was a presence of Zeta operatives in several cities in Texas. So we say that this clearly from these trials, this is a transnational situation that requires both the U.S. and Mexican governments to cooperate to deal with this issue.
So what can we learn from your report about how U.S. law enforcement have reacted to this and what more maybe that they can do?
We believe that these trials brought to light the level of human rights abuses committed, but the focus of the trials were on drug trafficking, money laundering, arms trafficking, but not really on human rights abuses. What we would like to see is that there's more concentration, more focus on the human rights abuses, because that is what is producing a lot of suffering in Mexico. And there are hundreds of families still searching for their loved ones. And we believe that if there is more emphasis on that humanitarian aspect of the security crisis in Mexico, that will be extremely useful.
Professor Ariel Dulitsky is a clinical professor and director of the Human Rights Clinic at the University of Texas School of Law. Professor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.